My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Travel and cruise industry news podcast on this, the 27th day of February 2024, coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia, amidst a thunderstorm. Just had some rumbling thunder bumpers here. So who knows what's going to happen with the Wi-Fi signal today? Never can tell. Folks, I have done everything possible from my end. I could see that I just cut off again. So I'm going to have to call the company and get them out here. Apparently there's some issue with the Wi-Fi coming into the house. In the show today, we've got several stories. Hopefully the signal will stay going long enough for you to hear the stories. Again, my apologies for this. I worked on it all day yesterday. The top story is passengers allowed to leave after cholera scare. Still don't know who came up with the cholera idea. Season canceled for a resilient lady. A fatal ferry accident. A silver ray floated out finally. A little late, but floated out. Brilliant lady completes dry dock before delivery. Holland America voyage to visit all seven continents. Today is National Kahlua Day. I can deal with Kahlua on occasion. So, I like some of the sweet drinks. So a little Kahlua and cream wouldn't be bad. Yeah, I enjoy both of those. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcast from. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News. Cast on a hop over to the video feed. All you have to do is go to the description of the podcast, and there's a link so you can do just that if you want to check out interviews, clips, pictures that I might be using on that day show. All right, today's show is brought to you by my friends at Will. County or elsewhere in Central Florida, give your feet a rest by renting a mobility device from ScooterRent. Call toll-free at 888-441-7575 or book online for our 15% off when you pick them up at our location at 7703 Kings Point Parkway. That's, of course, in Orlando. This offer is valid and tell them Chili sent you. They'll know who that is. All right, the top story today, folks. Comes from, why did I lose it? All right, so let's go back and try this again. So our top story. I keep blinking off again, folks. So again, my apologies for this. And I just don't know what I can do other than contact them today and say, okay, folks, it's screwed up. Anyway, so the Norwegian Dawn passengers were finally allowed to disembark in Mauritius following a delay due to fears of a cholera outbreak. Norwegian Cruise Line said a few guests had mild symptoms of a stomach-related illness. Officials have confirmed no cholera among affected guests or crew and have approved the disembarkation of cruise ship guests. They will be able to come ashore early this morning, actually today, local time. The ship arrived due to the delay. The NCL care team staff were flown from Miami to England to assist. The NCL air team has rearranged over 400 flights for guests who booked air travel through the cruise line. All others were also reimbursing for reasonably incurred expenses. Guests were also given a future cruise credit. Additionally, NCL booked 1,200 hotel rooms for over 2,000 guests booked on the next delayed cruise out of Port Louis. The shortened cruise voyage. So that's, you know, glad that things are back underway and normal for the Norwegian Dawn. And of course, certainly glad even come into the discussion. All right, I'll be back with several more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
after recently making significant changes to Resilient Ladies repositioning crews from Australia to the Mediterranean, Virgin Voyages has continued to monitor Middle East tensions and now decided to cancel the ship's return to Australia. Australia, New Zealand, and South Pacific itineraries after the ship completes her current season in March will be canceled. Instead, the cruise line's newest vessel will offer once repositioning sailings become more tenable. The ship's 2024 season in the Mediterranean is not affected, but instead of returning to Australia as originally planned, Resilient Lady will instead undertake a transatlantic cruise to San Juan. They're not confirmed, but will include destinations like St. Martin, St. Vincent, Colombia, and Dominica. All right, a ferry carrying day labor the tragic loss of at least 10 lives out of the 15 individuals on board. This was reported on Monday. The Ministry of Manpower stated in a release that the five survivors were promptly transported to a hospital for medical attention. Remains unclear at this time. To address the aftermath of the incident, the ministry has provided compensation of 200,000 Egyptian pounds. That's approximately $6,400 to each of the five injured individuals. The laborers were en route to their workplace at a local construction firm when the ferry sank. Local media outlets streaming live on social media platforms deceased while villagers anxiously awaited on the Nile banks. The tragic event unfolded in the town of Manshat al-Kanater in Giza, one of three provinces comprising Greater. A story that we had earlier in the week. Silver Seas Cruises celebrated the weather delayed flow day. The Silver Nova as the two largest ships in the Silver Sea fleet. All right, for you beer guys out there, Carnival Cruise Line and Lord the launch of a new brew, Lord Nelson Smooth Sailing Cruising Ale. This year, Smooth Sailing, the youngest member of the Lord's Ale family, is a refreshing low-alcohol beverage brewed with Pilsner malt and American hop. Good for you, Splendor. The new build cruise ship before her much anticipated delivery to Virgin Voyages. This significant milestone took place at Fincantieri Shipyard in Palmera, Sicily, this weekend as the fourth and final vessel, Taylor. Debut. Remains under wrap. All right, I couldn't help but post this one, guys. You guys all know my thoughts about Holland America, how much I world voyages in 2026. The meticulously planned 132-day cruise will span all seven continents, including a special four-day Antarctic experience. Details were announced today by President Gus Antorsha. My favorite ship, which is currently sailing between Okinawa and Tokyo. The Grand World Voyage will be aboard the Volendam in 2026, providing guests with an intimate experience on one of the cruise line's smaller ships, providing an exciting opportunity in Bordeaux. The voyage will visit 47 ports across 39 countries on an east-to-west route, sailing round trip from Fort Lauderdale, traveling as far south as Antarctica and as far north as on 26 World Cruise, folks. If any of you want to jump on this sucker, man, let me know. I'd be happy to book it for you. So that's it for the news today. Let's jump over and see who as badly as yesterday. I will be on the phone shortly. There's Gary Older the Dirt with us. Hi, Gary. I was just thinking about you this morning on one of your piano concerts from the 8th. Whole cruise. He had a chair, I think they put his name on it, where he could be found every night having maybe an adult beverage or two and listening to the music. Oh, man, I hate this. You're still dropping out. Yes, Gary, I know. Katie's with us. Hi, Katie. Steve's with us out in Kentucky. Poor internet. Yep. And that's I think your signal is going to get interrupted by forces from around the world that know you are a major threat for freedom in cruising. I hear you, Sonny. Released today, hit her pretty hard. Sorry to hear that, Steve. Hope she feels better. Give her our love. Gretchen's with us out in Ohio. You've been breaking up again. Yes, I know. Sorry, Steve. Internet. Also, sorry about your wife, but she's getting better. There's Todd. Todd's with us again today. Hi, Todd. Good to have you back. Sonny says, Katie, you need more than a half hour lunch. I agree. Tell us. Yes. I'm going to wrap it up for today instead of acting silly. I will get on the phone with Nextel, whatever, who the hell ever it is. I don't even know who does this. Whoever brings the signal into the house and see if we can't. Hey, guys. As always, thanks for being with me. Smash that thumbs up button. If you haven't subscribed, please take this as my invitation to do so. I'll see everybody back here, same time, same channel tomorrow, hopefully with a better signal. Hopefully we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, everybody. See you at 11 a.m. tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.